This is Life in a New World. I am Tiziana Rinaldi. I'm here today with Roberto Ragone, the owner and president of Ragone Enterprises and Productions. Roberto is a graduate of Columbia University and the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. He has held positions with the New York City Mayor's Office, the City Council, and has served as executive director of two business improvement districts. We'll talk, however, about a new role that he has taken on, that of cultural entrepreneur. Roberto, it's nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
What is a cultural entrepreneur?
That's a very good question. I think you could define it as someone who tries to monetize on the development and marketing of cultural projects, such as the sale of and distribution of a book, the production and promotion of a play, and getting people to visit cultural sites. It's someone who wants to have a vision of educating and inspiring people, but make it an economically viable undertaking, not only for the artist, but for someone like me who wants to be sort of the producer. So if possible, I'd like to put my own stamp on this by creating an experience where people, this audience, they meet, they bond, they interact for the first time and come away feeling like they've known each other for years. You know, they have this camaraderie, not cliques, people on their own, but it's almost like a community that forms on the basis of supporting a cultural project and supporting the artist.
How do you go about to make it happen? You were saying that you select projects. You mentioned to me Trinacria, Sicily's ancient name.
Exactly.
Trinacria is a novel. Is by a very well-regarded professor at Ithaca College, and I know that you are working to not only help the book be published, but also to understand why is it important for the Italian community at large.
I do try to take on projects that generally have a dignified story to tell, a morale. Now, someone like Anthony Dorenzo, who is the author of Trinacria, A Tale of Bourbon Sicily, I guess there's two pronunciations, pronounce it both ways to you audience out there. This was an example of a worthwhile project consistent with my values.
What is the message of the novel? I know that you shared it with me briefly. Can you share it quickly with the audience?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a historic novel, and it takes place from the 1790s till the late 1800s, and the protagonist is a woman who's an aristocrat in Sicily, and the world is about to change because Garibaldi has come in to give Sicily, the kingdom of the two Sicilies, Sicily and Naples, to Italy as part of unification, and the aristocracy will lose power. What the book has one think about is how Sicily and southern Italy was hurt by unification. The reason why that's relevant to Italian Americans is that the failure of democracy, the failure of nation building as a result of unification is what caused the Italian diaspora throughout the world and in the United States. So my role was to get a sponsor because the book couldn't find any publishing houses in the U.S. He found Guernica editions, but in Canada, they were no longer permitting non-Canadians to be sponsored directly. So we needed to find a nonprofit fiscal sponsor. So we found the Italian Cultural Foundation of Casa Belvedere in Staten Island. And then we started to raise money using an Indiegogo campaign, the online campaign, www.indiegogo.com/Trinacria. Or Trinacria, then they'll see the campaign, which lasts until December 13th. We raised our minimum goal at the halfway mark of the campaign, $5,000, which will get the book published, you know, designed, edited. But now we want to raise another $2,000 for marketing and publication. Between now and December 13th, we're going to continue to do that. There's an event at Umberto's restaurant on November 29th. That's an event where people can socialize and network and support the book and watch the six-minute video and be very supportive of, have fun promoting a cultural enterprise.
On closing, what would you like our audience to take away?
You know, there was one study that said that for every dollar that government puts towards culture, there's almost a, or at the very least for New York, a 77-cent return. And you wouldn't mind owning a mutual fund with those kinds of returns. So imagine doing something that's good for kids, that's good for your own soul, but actually has that kind of an impact on the economy, on your local community, on your local business, and on uniting people of different backgrounds. And we hope that as you look at cultural projects, the artist, and that cultural entrepreneur in a different light.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
This is a Life in a New World podcast, and I am Tiziana Rinaldi, the producer, editor, and host of this piece. Thank you for being with us.